A hearing Thursday at the state capitol stretched late into the night as the public weighed in on the Foxconn bill. Lawmakers are considering $3 billion in incentives to help the Taiwanese manufacturer set up shop and create 13,000 jobs. Governor Walker is behind the deal, which he says will transform the state's economy. Some environmental groups have raised concerns that the bill would usher in weakened environmental regulations. Yet, as WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz tells us, relatively few people shared environmental concerns at the lengthy hearing.
The Assembly Committee on Jobs and the Economy spent hours listening to testimony, much of it from state and local officials and business groups, urging legislators to move the Foxconn bill forward quickly. Department of Administration Secretary Scott Neitzel called the huge Foxconn plant a once-in-a-generation, perhaps a century, opportunity for the state of Wisconsin. The bill before lawmakers would exempt the company from state wetland regulations and, critics fear, reduce the DNR's ability to keep environmental tabs on the project. But Neitzel poo-pooed the notion that the environment would suffer.
Further, wetland mitigation is strengthened under this legislation. Any wetlands that are filled within the zone must be mitigated at a ratio of 2 to 1. That is a higher ratio than is currently required under state law.
Committee member Representative Bob Culp, a Republican from Stratford, says his constituents have questions. He turned to DNR Deputy Secretary Kurt Thiede for answers.
So let me just kind of cut to the chase. Will the DNR be continuing to monitoring things through the construction process? And when the construction process and the plant is in full operation, will those residents in that area have clean water and clean air?
There's nothing in this bill that rolls back any of the air construction permits that are going to be necessary through construction, the air monitoring requirements that are going to be in place and the standards that are associated with those permits, the stormwater requirements. The waste requirements and how that's managed.
The bill would waive Foxconn from a requirement to complete an in-depth environmental analysis called an environmental impact statement. Committee member Representative Todd Onstad asked Thiede.
I understand the desire to shave some time off from starting this project. What do you do to make sure that you have systems in place and an adequate understanding of the property and of the development in order to make you as comfortable going forward without that statement as you would be with it?
The thing that's important to note is that all the permits that I mentioned earlier that are still in place, or the federal aspects of this wetland regulation, each of those look at environmental impacts. And so environmental impacts will be looked at permit by permit.
Do you feel confident that with your current staffing levels, do you feel confident that you have the staff that's going to be required to do this big of a project?
Yes, I do.
The business group Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce also said it's not concerned that Foxconn would get a pass on environmental analysis. Spokesman Lucas Weber dismissed the process as a meaningless book report.
Environmental activist groups have been misleading the public for the past several days about the extent of the permitting reforms in this legislation. Environmental impact statements. It just simply maps out forward what may or may not be required in the future.
They're not book reports.
Jennifer Giegrich is with the League of Conservation Voters.
What an environmental impact statement does is it looks at the whole project and gives you an idea of all the different permits that will be needed, all the different pipes that will go into the waterways, all the smokestacks that go out, all the wetlands that will be disturbed. That's why an environmental impact statement is important. And if you don't give local communities and citizens the ability to weigh in on that, that is where there starts to be distrust and concern about what's happening. The second concern is around wetlands.
Giegrich says particularly because southeastern Wisconsin, where the company would likely put down roots, is historically rich with wetlands.
They are literally what filters our drinking water. So any rainwater that comes off of a parking lot or comes off a farm field, a wetland is what clears that out before it goes into the groundwater. It's also the major source of flooding protection.
Giegrich says although the bill requires the company to mitigate any wetland it destroys, 2 acres for every one it disrupts.
A wetland's like a fire extinguisher. It really only gives you the benefits if it's nearby. And so the fact that there is no requirements about where they're built, that gives no flooding protection. That gives no clean water protections for the local community.
One of the people who stuck it out to the hearing's final minutes was Mike Dickman, because the Stoughton resident said of his deep environmental concerns.
In 2017, at a time where we know the value of water. It's not even denying science, it's defying it. What would be the cost if this doesn't work out for us well environmentally?
Committee Chair Representative John Nygren read the names of several people who intended to testify, then thanked everyone for coming, and shortly after 11:15 p.m. adjourned the committee. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM,